the plan of God. Here we go.
UPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
I want to welcome everyone that has joined us here on BPN Radio today at Breakout Radio Church. And Gene and I are delighted to have you today. It's going to be a wonderful service.
Yes, and, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited, aren't you?
I'm very excited.
We got
excited.
Four of our spiritual kids here with us in the the ministry center. And just want to welcome you to Breakout Radio Church. We're a translocal worldwide church without walls. We're a church without walls. We're comprised of many different members in many different geographical locations and across America and around the world.
Yes.
And those who are not attending church and don't have a pastor. And so we're responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And we're a house of prayer for all nations, and nations are joining us. Isn't it amazing?
They are.
And we're gonna pray right now. And I want to pull some names up on the list because we have some prayer requests to pray about. We're delighted to have all of you members of Breakout Radio Church. And we're also, if you're visiting Breakout Radio Church today, we're delighted. We are honored to have you. And I've been praying, by the way, I've been praying for you members. I got your names. Well, I went through all of your names and your cities. But we want to pray today for the service before Ian and Allison Kieber come and lead us in praise and worship. I want to pray for the service today. We want to pray for our president, Donald Trump. My. He has opened the doors for the church like we've never had in so many, many years. We're thankful for him. He's a little bit rough around the edges, but we're thankful that he loves Jesus, has prayer in the White House every week. And we're thankful for Vice President Pence. Saw him on television the other night, quoting 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people. And want to pray for them today. We also want to pray for those in Hurricane Harvey's harm's way, our members, Joe Raglan in Angleton, Texas, Shelley in Sugarland, Texas, Dominique in San Antonio, Texas, Barry and Laura in West Columbia, Texas, Gerald and Thelma in Conroe, Texas, Tammy from Baytown, Texas, Sherry and Susie, College Station, Texas. Want to pray for Jana in Voto, Texas, Adriana and her family in Pasadena, Texas, Stacy in Houston, Texas, Tiffany in Kingwood, Texas. We want to pray for Angela in Cypress, Texas, Linda in Baytown, Texas. Those are in harm's way. We want to pray for them right now. So let's pray. Father, Gene and I just set ourselves in agreement in Jesus' name. Lord, we know the power of prayer. We pray the will of God be done here at Breakout Radio Church. People that are joining us across America and around the world, we're thankful for our church members. We're thankful for our visitors today. We're thankful, Lord, for our spiritual sons and daughters who are here in the ministry center with us. We're thankful for the opportunity to declare the gospel. And Lord, we know that we've been calling America to pray since 1985. We believe it's working. We pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family. We pray, Lord, that you would give him wisdom, protect him and his family. We pray for his health, Lord. He's going day and night. We pray, Lord, for this service that you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive the ministry of the word. We pray, Lord, for your will, plan, and purpose to be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Gene, before we have praise and worship, I just want to let everybody know how much I love you. You're so wonderful. We've made this journey together for 50 years, right?
We have.
In ministry. 56 years in marriage.
Yes.
And I believe America needs us, don't you?
I do.
I believe they need us. Need us. And we've got 50 years of ministry under our belt, and I'm thankful. I'm really thankful.
I'm very thankful and grateful.
I'm grateful.
God is so faithful.
Amen. He's faithful, isn't he?
He's very faithful.
So what do we say after 50 years?
God is faithful.
God is faithful. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And you're faithful, and I appreciate it. There's
I appreciate
nothing...
you also.
We're still in love.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
We're still in love, and I'm grateful and thankful. thankful that we're producing biological kids and grandkids and spiritual kids and grandkids.
That's right.
And a couple of those going to lead praise and worship. Here we go. Ian and Allison.
Hey, guys, let's just lift up God today. Let's honor him and be thankful and grateful for all that the Lord is doing in all of our lives.
Hallelujah.
We know even in the times of disaster and hurricanes and earthquakes and just events that happen across, that you are still here with us, Lord, that you are guiding us, that you are with us, God. We just we love you and just are so just grateful for you, for all that you are, Lord. And we just know that in these times of disaster and hardship, when people are losing businesses and losing property, that God, that our eyes just remain on you, Lord. Mm-hmm. We just love you so much, God. We are so thankful, Lord. Mm-hmm. So thankful. God, just...
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God. We love you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Just encourage y'all out there to make a joyful noise. Just make a joyful noise. Dance before your Lord. Worship him. Let yourself go. Just be free. Hallelujah. Be free to dance with your Lord. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands up to him. Call out to him, Abba. Abba, Father, we love you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. We just ask you, hold us, Jesus. We reach our hands up to you and say, Abba, Abba, hold us in your arms. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all of those out there right now whose dreams have been broken and whose dreams are shattered to the ground, God, that you, God, that you restore all things and make them new, God. Today, we just want to encourage all of those out there who have watched their dreams just shatter before their eyes to stop looking down at the shattered and to look up. To look up at your Creator and look at the One who can take all things and make them brand new. Let him put those dreams back together. With him, you put them back together piece by piece. Your dreams have not been forgotten. They are not broken. No, we rebuke that lie that has been told to you. God delivers on his promises. If you're in the storm right now, we just encourage you to lift your hands. Lift your praise. Lift your worship. And just scream out to God. God, I love you. You just say these words. Sometimes if you have nothing to say, all you have to say is Jesus. All you have to say is his name. You say his name and he is there with you. He is there right with you. Oh, how he longs to hear you say his name. Say his name right now. Right now. Just let go. Praise and worship your Father. Yes, we love you, God. We love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's just worship him together. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we worship you, honor you. Oh, hallelujah. We bless your name, honor your name, magnify your name. Hallelujah. Love you, Jesus. May you be high and lifted up today. High and lifted up today. High and lifted up today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you today. Oh, I want to bless you today. I bless you today. Hallelujah. I bless you, Patty, and your new business in Houston, in Lubbock, Texas. I bless you. I bless you, Dr. Carolyn, in Sparks, Nevada. I bless you, and I declare in Jesus' name blessings upon your health and your new assignment. I bless you. I bless you, Craig Sloan, as you minister today at Worship Life Church in Jasper, Alabama. I pray the glory of God will come upon you, the anointing, as you preach the gospel there in Jasper, Alabama. Oh, I'm so thankful you and your family are members of Breakout Radio Church. And Nora, as you start, Nora from Garden Grove, as you start your another year of teaching in Compton, California, I bless you. I bless you, Nora. Nora V, I bless you. I bless you, Kip in Bloomington, Indiana. I ask God to bless you. I just want to call some of your names because I just feel like blessing you. Martina. there in Valencia, California. I bless you. I bless you, Melinda, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to bless some of y'all. Is this okay? Hallelujah. Pastor Jim Jameson, I bless your service in Guymon, Oklahoma today. Roy Ivins, the evangelist, as you minister today, I bless you. And Eugene and Kathy Bullard, I bless your prayer ministry there. Holiday, Texas, and Wichita Falls. Paul, there in Birmingham, Alabama, I just want to bless you. I want to bless you, Lester, in Waco, Texas. Wow. Isn't it good to be blessed? I can't call everybody's name. Hey, Doug, in West Palm Beach, Florida, I just bless you. And I bless you, Pastor Dave Rogers. I bless your church, Church of the Hills, in Kerrville, Texas, as you preach this morning. I bless you. I'm thankful that we have pastors today that are members of Breakout Radio Church. Pastor Art Evans, as you minister there at Christian Worship Center in San Diego, California, sunny San Diego. I bless you. Kathleen in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I bless you right now. We bless you. And David in Fleming Island, Florida, and Charles in Madison, Alabama. I bless y'all. I bless you, Lynn, in Surfside Beach, South Carolina. Oh, we just got members everywhere. I bless y'all in Jesus' name. Wow. Tina up in Escanaba, Michigan. That's Bill Shannon's territory. They're from Michigan. Oh, I bless y'all in Jesus' name. Deborah from Yorktown Heights, New York, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Carla from Ogilvy, Minnesota, way up there to the Thousand Lakes, I bless y'all in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I could go on and on and on. Thank you, Lord. Well, today's a good day. And My spiritual sons are going to help me minister today, and I'm going to start it off, and they're going to come. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to 3 John 2, and I'm sure that most people could quote this scripture, but I'm going to read it out of my Bible today, 3 John 2. You know, every week I pray the Holy Spirit will give me a word for you that attend Breakout Radio Church. And he just gave me one word today, and it was prosperity. Prosper. He just went over and over and over in my spirit. And so I'm going to share this today from 3 John 2. It said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things." What did he say? He said, "I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. I pray that you will prosper and be in health." And, you know, I believe that God desires for his children to prosper. He said, "I'm going to pray that you're going to prosper and be in health." And the Message Bible, here's what it says. I'm going to read it to you. The pastor, to my good friend Gaius, he writes, "How truly I love you." He said, "We're the best of friends." Well, it's good to have friends, isn't it? We're the best of friends. He said, "And I pray for good fortune in everything you do, for your good health, and that you every day, your everyday affairs will prosper as well as your soul." He said, "I was most happy when some friends arrived and brought the good news that we were doing well." He said, "I was so happy when good friends arrived and told me you were doing well." So, you know, the word prosperity, prosper, is mentioned so many, many times in the Bible. You know, you go all the way back to one of my favorite scriptures is from Genesis concerning Isaac. You know, there was a famine that came to the land, and the Bible said, and this is Genesis 36, I believe. He said, "Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year." Now, there was a famine going on, but he still sowed. He reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Boy, I want to be blessed of God, don't you? The Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper. Boy, there's that word again. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. So why does God want us to be prosperous? So that we'll have money to give. The Bible said that we need to work and prosper so we'll have money to give. And Gene and I, we love to give. Our life has been a life of giving. I carry money around just to give to people. And I'm always looking for someone to bless. And, you know, if you are willing to bless and be a blessing, someone told me, a wise man of God said to me, Dale, if you will be a blessing, you will never run out of blessings. If you will be a blessing, you will never run out of blessing. And so, you know, poverty is a curse. It really is a curse. And, you know, poverty is not just not having. You know, I know a lot of people have plenty of money, but they got a spirit of poverty on them. What is the spirit of poverty? You're always afraid you're not going to have enough. You live in fear that you're not going to make it. You're not going to have enough. You lose your job. You lose your business. You lose your bank account. You lose your retirement. You'll lose your 401k. And people live in that fear, and that means they have a spirit of poverty. They may have lots of money, but they have the spirit of poverty. And then there's just people out there that they're afraid of prosperity, and they're always living in that realm of poverty. And, you know, poverty is passed down from one generation to another, so it becomes a generational curse. So why should we prosper? So we'll have money to give. So we'll have money to sow into the kingdom, and people that we believe in, people that have been faithful. And so God wants you to prosper. So Isaac, it was famine time. He could have said, oh, no, I'm going to keep this money. I got to save it back, because tough times have came. Gene and I, when we start having tough times, what do? We start giving money away. We start sowing, because we know that it's all about sowing and reaping. It's all about sowing and reaping. So the Bible said that he sowed. What did he do? Sowed. What is the first word? He sowed in that land, and he began to prosper. He reaped a hundredfold return. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. In the same year. Mm-hmm. Not in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. In the same year, he reaped a hundredfold return. He began to prosper, continued prospering until he became very prosperous. He had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, a great number of servants. And what happened to the Philistines? They envied him. I'm telling you, you will begin to prosper, Breakout Radio Church, until people, your neighbors will envy you. They'll say to you, how are you doing it? How do you live in a nice home, drive a nice car? How do you have nice clothes? How do you have money to give? How do you do it? And it's very simple. We just sow, and we begin to continue to sow, and we just get prosperous and more prosperous. And until it happens. Joshua chapter 1. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. How am I going to become prosperous? I'm going to study this book right here, and I'm going to do what's in the pages to do. This is the manual for my life. And I must know that I'm laying up treasures in heaven, that I will not reap everything that I've sown on this earth, but I'll reap a lot of it in heaven. I will. So we're laying up treasures in heaven, and we'll reap seed that we've sown on earth throughout all the ages of time. That's forever. I talked about eternity yesterday. Hallelujah. So I declare prosperity. I've got two spiritual sons that are prosperous. They're going to come. I want them to stand on both sides of me. And I'm going to announce today, these are my official bodyguards.
That's what it looks like.
Don't take our picture. Don't mess with me. These are my two official bodyguards. And I'm going to give them 10 minutes each, and then I'm going to come back. We're all three of us going to pray. So Bill Shannon, he's from Orlando, Florida. He's been my spiritual son for a long time, and he started praying with me in 1997 when I did my first prayer series, Gathering Manna. He was on his way to Florida to attend a revival meeting, living in Ohio. Bill owns a business. Ian owns a business. And so they're going to talk about prosperity. Bill, you go first, and then Ian, and then I'm going to come back and we'll pray.
Good morning, church family, and those around the world. Thank you for joining us today. Pastor Dale talked about the verse that we all really, really enjoy. John, 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health. even as your soul prospers. And the key thing here that I've learned on a 33-year journey, I started a company when I was 1984. I was 23 years old. And only, like Gene and Dale said, faithfulness of God that has allowed us to get all the way through those 33 years almost and me to this microphone today. And what happens is we've got to be observant in the second part of that verse, even as thy soul prospereth. Well, how does my soul prosper? Well, it's not always fun. It's called trial, tribulation, bringing things called preparation, process, and a proven heart. If we look at people all over the world, somebody won $757 million this week in the Powerball. Now, as I read the story of lottery winners, I don't hear good stories because their soul had not been prospered. We can look at so many examples of athletes, entertainers, and look at their lives. They're what we would call train wrecks because their soul has not prospered in that calling. Most can't handle it, and that's one of the things I think that we have really got to be focused on is having our soul prospered, going through the preparation, the process, and being proven in our heart. I know if I would have got all this stuff at a young age, at 23 years old, I would have been a train wreck because things can seduce you in this society and pull you toward places that you should not go. Okay. I've been watching this stuff for a while now and seeing what's happening in the spirit realm, and I want to share a couple of things with you. A long time ago, I was sitting around and I was really feeling bad because I have never felt to go on a missions trip. Like, God, what's wrong with my heart? I've never wanted to go to Africa, South America. Even my kids, they go to Guatemala. They've done mission trips in Peru. I've never felt the time or even the call to go. And he said, son, I want to share something with you. He said, some are called to go and some are called to send. And so I became real peaceful with that. And then every year our company, we make our company budget to causes that we really, really are excited about and really that are knitted in our heart. And we're not taking on any more because we feel that we are now becoming more focused on a couple of them. You know, my two passions in life is BPN Radio and Marriage and Family Ministry, which to me is the biggest epidemic in America. We manufacture products, military and aerospace and oil and gas, industrial electrical connectors. Well, when we have a problem, we have to go and do a root cause analysis. We put this thing in called an 8D, and an 8D goes in place to get to the root cause. We cannot sweep things under the carpet, or we can't hire another bunch of inspectors to inspect a problem. We have to fix the problem. And so as we prosper and be in good health, God focuses us on certain things he knits us to. And with the Gentrys, my heart's been knit with them and what they're doing. They're on cutting-edge stuff. I mean, you think Pastor Dale should be, you know, retiring and just helping everyone. No, this guy's on the cutting edge. If you come into this studio and you see this facility, you go like, oh, this is quite intimidating. Thank God guys like Ian can help him and figure it out. All I can do is make my way to the microphone. But anyway, let me share what's going on because we have to be on the watch. And God has revealed reserved money and wealth of the sinner for his harvest in the last days. Money has a mission, and it is crying out to be in the hands of the righteous, not the wicked. This end-time transfer of wealth into the body of Christ has already started. As we understand what God has promised in his word to the harvesting generation and begin to believe him both individually and corporately for a part in this transfer, this wealth will increasingly find and overtake us. For we know its purpose is to establish God's covenant here on the earth. And what is God's covenant? Be humble, to prove himself, found in Deuteronomy 8:16. So we know it was God. We've got to know where this prosperity comes from. It's not us, because our soul has prospered, so that we know it comes from God. For the establishment of his covenant, which is love, blessing, kindness, mercy, nothing missing, nothing broken by the preaching of the gospel. And by hearing of the word and doing of the word brings salvation. It brings people to grow in Christ. And I heard a pastor, which is my old pastor in Ohio, say this, that sticks in my mind, that we should live with the mission statement. We live to get everyone home. That's what we live. And whatever vehicle, whatever calling God has in our lives, business, pastor, whatever it is, we should prosper and be in good health. That's the calling that we have, even as our soul prospers. So we want to leave you with that today. You may be contemplating a business, starting a business. I say go for it. Put mentors in your life, people you can bounce things off. Don't run this world, this race, by yourself. It is the most difficult thing that I have ever done. And the Word of God says in Isaiah, I will give men for your lives. Keys. People have keys to your destiny. And you need to get involved with those people. And you have keys to other people's destiny. And it's a wild ride. My wife and I, we have two or three things on our calendar every month. And God fills the whole calendar up every month. We've been going all over the world this year. We've been here, there, and everywhere. We never plan it. And God just plans our life that way. I am not involved in the day-to-day corporate stuff in our corporate facility in Dayton, Ohio. I'm not in our plant in China. I'm not in our plant in India. But I move around all the time, and God has just been orchestrating things for the future. So it is a wild ride. Enjoy the ride, but God is in control. Let him take control of the reins and sit back and enjoy it. Because we get to the end, we want to know that he has been in charge, and he's the one. He says, in him we live and move and have our being. And God can't steer a parked car, right? So the feet of the righteous are ordained by God. So get your feet moving. Good. Have a great day. We love you here on Breakout Radio Church.
Awesome. Very good.
Well, that's a tough act to follow right there, I'll tell you. Wonderful stuff from Bill. Thank you so much. You know, As I reflect back on prosperity and how my life has personally changed and our life, my wife and I, as a couple, I think back to the way things were before we had Christ in our life, and I think back because there were times in my life that I felt prosperous and I felt prosperous financially, but I was truly empty spiritually. There was times in as a youth that I was blessed with wealth around me. There was I've always had a heart of hard work and of putting my best foot forward no matter what I did. But it was what I did with the time afterward that was definitely leading us to an empty space. And I can tell you as a just listening to what Bill had said. I mean, like I said, I had a lot of things come up to me, and there was one of the major things that changed for us in our life that helped us to be more prosperous was to find good mentors and good leaders, good people around us that could speak into us. Because as we looked at the world differently before, we were putting value in things that were not helping our souls be prosperous. We were putting value in the riches of the world. We were putting value in comparison. We had a heart of comparison that was truly leading us to a place of emptiness. And we had no idea that we were even following down that path. And so, you know, I want to encourage you as there may be a lot of you out there that are struggling right now. You know, on my trip to the Northwest last week, I got to see firsthand the marriages that are struggling. I got to see firsthand the people that are financially struggling, the hardships that are happening right now. There was a report that came out that said that, you know, over the last 10 years, obviously expenses have increased, but wages have stayed the same. Right. And so when expenses increase and wages stay the same, that means people are getting squeezed. Right. They're getting squeezed in their paychecks each and every month. There's more month left than there is money. Right. And so when that happens, oftentimes we don't know which way to turn. We don't know what to do. We continue to put our value in hopes that somebody else puts a value on us. We're waiting for somebody else to give us a raise in life based upon what they see us as, rather than looking at the opportunities that may be around us and finding a new skill to learn that can increase our value in the marketplace and lead us to a more prosperous space. And so as we talk about, you know, prosperous and we go to a place of giving, you know, there was something that was spoken to my wife and I a while ago that said, you know, we want to be a river of God's resources. We don't want to be a dam. We don't want to be dammed up where we're constantly trying to hoard what's given to us in this world for ourselves. We want to become a river of flowing. I mean, everything that we have is God's anyway, right? And when we came to that realization and recognition and giving it all to God, that was when the river started to grow, right? The river started to widen. The resources that were coming to us became more abundant as we gave up more. Right? We were giving to give, not to receive. We give our time because we care about people. We give our finances because we feel like it's the right thing to do, not because there hasn't been a spirit of poverty. There has been in our lives. That has come over us. There's times where we feel, do we have enough? And then we are so grateful, filled with gratitude for what we have. And as that gratitude pours out of us, prosperity begins to grow around us, not only in finances, but also in our souls. Mm-hmm. And so as when we learn to fully give up control, to say, God, it is yours. You know, direct me with what is yours anyway. You know, that's really where Allison and I, what brought us here to Austin to be the same street with Dale and Jean Gentry was a point of us saying, Lord, where do you want us to raise your children that you've given us, that you've entrusted us with? And we moved because we felt called. We felt led to. We didn't know what lied in front of us. We'd never visited here before, but we were trying to fulfill the calling that God put on our heart, and we ended up here at BPN Radio. What an amazing thing God is. And so our biggest fears often happen when we're trusting God the least. When we're, you know, we may have had words spoken over us. We may have had, we've got things that have been spoken of and generational curses that are happening in our lives that maybe we're not accepting and we're not fully giving it to God, but we're trusting Him in the least. And in those times of fear and anticipation and anxiety that happen, that's not from God, right? That's not a prosperous spirit that we're feeding right there. We've got to learn to turn that around, to trust God, to start to walk, follow the steps that He's taking us on, and prosper will grow in our lives. And so, you know, finding our place of establishing everything that we have in love, right? In love and in kindness. You know, oftentimes as we drive down the street, I loved hearing Pastor Dale say that he carries money just to give to people, right? That are out and about, because there are a lot of people in need. They're on the sides of the roads with signs. And a lot of that, I mean, we have so many resources in our country that, you know, sometimes we have the feeling like, should I give to them or should I not give to them? Sometimes you should just give to them to give to them, right? Not because you're worried about what they're going to do with it, but because it helps free your soul to open the gates up for you. Give to give. Give to them just because it sets you free. Don't go into the story of, you know, wonder what they're going to do with this or where they're going to go. It's not yours anyway. All right. So as we go that, we get to do that. So I want to just encourage you that you know, we live in amazing times right now. There is more opportunity around you to build a kingdom of yourself that you can give more. There's more ways that you can learn. There's more education. There's more speakers. There's more opportunity. Again, if you just go online and start to seek something, you're gonna find opportunity somewhere in there. Now, that doesn't mean it's gonna come easy. You know, that doesn't mean that prosperity is gonna happen overnight for you. It's gonna require that you pray into it, that you grow into it, that you learn, that you acquire a new skill, that you fall down sometimes, right? That falling down doesn't mean that you're failing. It just means that you're learning. It means that you're learning how to handle prosperity. It means that you're learning the new skills required to give all that you have in this kingdom. And so I encourage you again, if you're stuck and finances are tough for you right now, find another way. There's a way. Don't let somebody else put their value on you. Find that value in yourself and learn to grow your skills. Learn to grow your where you are in this world. Learn to grow your heart, right? And learn to grow in your faith and lean into it. Lean into that faith and God will prosper you. So I just want to thank you for the time here today. Dale and Bill, thank you so much for sharing. And I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, you guys come on. We're gonna pray for people. You two guys get in here with me.
Oh,
yeah. And we're gonna pray for those. You know, there's financial difficulties can be one of the two major stressors in life. Mm-hmm. And if you just you got bills, you can't pay your bills, and things are going wrong financially, health. Health is the one, and financial is the other. Of course, marriage is the other one. But Well, want to speak prosperity over you guys today. And Father, we just set ourselves in agreement.
Yes, we do, Lord. Father, we just pray.
In Jesus' name, Lord, for the church members that are at Breakout Radio Church today, Lord, they're having financial difficulties, financial challenges. Lord, I pray blessings upon them. I pray financial blessings. I pray for divine appointments, divine connections, God ideas, witty inventions. I pray for promotion. Promotion, Lord. Promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from you, God. You set one down and stand another one up. Lord, and I know that it's your will that we prosper. And the start of all prosperity is sowing. And I know that so many Christians today say, well, we can't afford to give God the 10%. But, you know, it's already his. And I just know, Lord, as people give their tithes and offerings, you desire to prosper them. And, you know, Lord, Gene and I, I think we figured the other day we give 30% of our income.
Amen.
We're not boasting about that. We're just talking about how God wants us to give way beyond our measure. It's in our heart one day to give 50% of everything that we bring in that comes into our hands. But, Lord, we know that it's sowing. Isaac sowed in the time of famine. When everything was going wrong, he continued to sow. And I pray, Lord, for the church members today, Lord, that they will sow and they will be blessed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And if you want to sow, an offering, if you want to give today to Breakout Radio Church, we want to give you an opportunity. And all you have to do is make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries and send it to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. I'm going to say that real slow. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And I'm not sure if you're listening to bpnradio.com or you're at breakoutradiochurch.com. Either one of those, there's a donate place. And if you're at breakoutradiochurch.com, all of our sermons that I've been ministering are there, but as well as our membership link is there, and also the donate button. And if you want to give a PayPal credit card or debit card, when you go to breakoutradiochurch.com or bpnradio.com, then there's a donate button. You can use your PayPal credit card, debit card, or you can make your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. All that information there is on the website. Father, I just pray that you'll bless the people that are giving today, that are giving tithes and offerings. I pray that you would bless them abundantly, bountifully. For Lord, we know that if we give, we will receive. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall other people give to you. And so bless the people as they give today in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Of course, Breakout Radio Church is supported by you, our loyal members. You know, Gene and I, we used to be traveling out every weekend. Now, unless there's a special occasion, we're here every Sunday morning because we're leading this church, and so we're giving our attention here. Well, I've got my two spiritual sons here, business people, and we're going to pray for those of you that are in business, or you want to start a business. Both of these men started a business, and they have both prospered, and I want them maybe to share just a little bit about how they got going, how they got started. That would help you, and how they've sustained just a little bit. And we're going to pray for those of you that are in business, or those of you that want to start a business, because I was telling them a while ago, I just like to maybe see everybody start a business. And I prophesied over a man years ago in San Jose, California. He was on the fifth row. The pastor has told it to me several times. And I had him to stand, and I gave him a prophetic word. And I say, there'll come a day, sir, that you'll make more working in one day working for yourself than you will in 365 days working for somebody else. The next year, he made $16 million in the Silicon Valley. I told my spiritual sons and daughters, he never sent me an offering. Mm. But it's okay. There's no charge for the word. I'm glad he's being blessed, and maybe he will one day. Who knows? Maybe he will one day. So he started a business. He's still going. He's still prospering. And so I believe that God wants us to prosper. And Ian, you were talking how, maybe give a principle or two of people that want to start a business, what counsel you would give them. Can you do that?
Yeah,
they want to start a business.
Sure. Well, here's my, but I suggest, I mean, oftentimes a lot of people are, you've got to work for, you got to pay your bills, right?
Yeah.
And so my suggestion, honestly, is to start something part-time, right? It's in those part-time hours that we can find a lot of extra time to start something new. You know, so many of us use those extra hours to sit on the couch and watch TV. You know, we know more about our sports teams than we do our own family sometimes,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that we start to wake up and realize, listen, you know, if I'm going to a job, I may have that 8 hours a day that I'm committed to somebody else who's paying me. And that's important that you honor those commitments. But there's still 24 hours in a day. So if you take 8 hours for work, you take 8 hours for sleep, there's another 8 hours in there, obviously, to do your laundry, to you know, do the kids' homework, to take care of your daily needs, but you can find 3 or 4 hours a day to pour into a part-time business.
Uh-huh.
And it's through that part-time effort that we started. And you know, before long, we were able to replace our income with a part-time business that allowed us to go full-time. And so there are plenty of opportunities out there. The biggest thing, a lot of us say, well, I don't know how to do it. Learn, right? I don't know if I'm qualified. You are. Right? It's just stepping through that first phase of fear and questions and continuing to press forward beyond the fears, the doubts that are going to get you where you want to go. And it doesn't mean, again, that it's easy or simple, but it requires effort over time, consistently done daily.
Yeah.
And so have no fear. Be consistent. Move forward. Find something and stick with it. You know, the other thing I see people do is they start something, they stop something. They start something, they stop something. Stick with something, run with it, give a commitment to it, give it your all, put your heart into it, let the fear go, and find some good mentors that are going to teach and guide you. So, hope that's helpful.
Well, that's very helpful. Bill, give the people that like to start a business in business.
The number one thing for those married couples, make sure you're both in an agreement and in alignment. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Don't one go off chasing some dream, which is okay, without your spouse. You need to be with each other.
Yeah.
Remember the word fear. It paralyzes.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the mummy or the Dracula, that scary type fear. But the fear to step out. You got to take a risk. With no mm-hmm. risk, there's no reward.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really got to focus on that. And remember, for those born-again believers, when you got saved, all things become new. So the curse under the fourth generation the word talks about has been broken. Okay, so don't, you know, I look at my life, I should be in the dairy business. I should be in electronic rep business. My father and grandfather both had prosperous businesses, but they lost it with drinking and gambling. Okay, and that dairy business in Ohio is still the biggest in the whole state. But you know what, I don't look at that as I got robbed, but the other thing that God's challenged me in, you know, he called me, he said, Bill, I want you to begin to pray for all things that have been stolen from you,
mm-hmm.
even unto mm-hmm. 1,000 generations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So begin to fight this battle in the spirit realm yeah. as well in the natural. You got the supernatural and the natural that Dale preaches on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got to enter into the supernatural. And lastly, yeah. if you find a need that solves someone's problem, you will prosper.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your eyes open, your ears yeah. in tune. Like Isaiah says, walk ye this way. This is the way. Walk in it.
Yeah.
Walk in it.
Uh-huh.
So live in the supernatural, not the natural. And then you will prosper. Take that. And then, you know, you'll have some things that we've learned along the way. If you get a hold of those basics, then you have a good chance. That's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
And keep listening to BPN Radio.
There you go.
I'm going to name my two spiritual sons here, Bill Shannon and Ian Kieber. I'm going to name them as official business consultants for Breakout Radio Church. So there may be some ideas they can pass along. We may open up something that they can give some counsel, some input, and we're going to pray right now. Father, I just we speak a blessing upon those that want to start a business or those that are in business. I pray for those who are in business and they've come into difficult times, difficult situations, and I pray that God, that you will encourage them and bless them. And may they be connected with people that will encourage them. It's so important, Lord, who's around us, because there's people that will try to discourage us. But we need to be around people, Lord, that can say, you can do this. You can make it. You're looking good. You can do what God says you can do. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. Mm-hmm. You can do all things. Mm-hmm. I believe you can. I believe you can fly. I believe you can start a business, and I believe you can prosper. And if you'll sow out of your business to begin with, and if you'll help other business people, what you make happen for somebody else, God will make happen for you. And so I bless you and I prosper you. And I wanted Allison to come, and I want her to pray for women that want to start a business. There's some women out there. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that they want to start a business, and they don't know how to get started. They're afraid. They have this in their heart. They may be on a job that they hate. I don't know. But Allison, why don't you pray for these women today?
Yes, thank you, Father God, for the words that were spoken today. And I know so many of us are receiving those words. I heard God tell me, and again, this is a word for me, as much as it is for anyone else that's out there. Again, of, you know, we have to remember that there are strengths that God put in every single one of us, that unique strengths that were divinely put inside of us to walk out the plan that God has placed upon our lives. And the world will do nothing but speak weakness over us. They will speak to how we can strengthen our weaknesses. And God's saying, no, focus on the strengths that I put inside of you. And all of those little lies. I see what's happening out there. So many people, we're in a world full of starters with very few finishers. With very few finishers. And what's happening there is that these dreams, the finish line is being stolen by the one who creeps in the night and comes and to destroy and kill and steal all of our dreams, all of the plans that God has in place for our lives. And we're allowing him to. And it's like we're allowing him because that, like Bill said, that fear, it really is. Like we're looking at it like it's this monster that's coming in and we're amplifying. So many times I hear people giving credit to the enemy when God's saying, you know what? No, I'm the one detouring this path because you're on the wrong path. Stop giving the enemy credit for what I'm trying to put you back on path for. And again, is that like Ian spoke, I mean, that spoke so incredibly to my spirit of, you know, who's stealing that from you? Who told you that you can't? Who told you that you can't do this? And so for the women out there, I just feel like for women, what we want to get swept up in the busyness of life and trying to be a good wife, trying to be a good mom and, you know, trying to do a good job at work. And so the first thing that we want to come to is an excuse of why we can't. And like Ian said, that stuck out to me so profoundly when we started our business, because when we started our business, this was something that Ian saw, but a lot of it was going to land on my shoulders because I had a husband who said, you know what? I want to live a different life. I don't want to just be a paycheck for our family. He wanted to be a dad. He wanted to be a husband. He wanted to be a man who served the greater good of the kingdom. And him working 60, 70, 80 hours a week for someone else's dream was robbing us of ours. And he came to me and he said, I want a different life. And guess what? That fell on someone else's shoulders, my shoulders. And I was glad. I was glad to be able to take that and say, you know what? Like Bill said, together, Together we can do this. Together we can build something. Sure, that meant maybe at first it fell on my shoulders, knowing that later on he would take some of that burden, and together that we would build something. Because see, there's something powerful that happens when in our marriages, we come into alignment. We come into agreement. And here's the thing. All problems are solved through communication. Guess what? In our marriage, in our friendships, with our children, but also, too, when we are in communication with the One. Some of us, where we've been lacking the most is going to that secret place, that communication with God, where He wants to talk to you. He wants to guide you. And I see so many women who are stopped. They're literally stopped from walking out and walking into all that's out there for them. Because they lack in the communication department. They want to blame all of the outside excuses. They want to put blame on X, Y, and Z. When here's the cold hard truth is that we need to look within, right? We need to look within all of those things that are, why can't I find favor? Why can't I go the distance? Why do I always seem to be able to start and I can't finish? Why? And they want to look at all of these external things, and God's saying, look within. What spirit needs to be broken off of you? What chains are holding you back? What generational curses are on you? And just right now, that's what I want to speak to. I want to speak to especially you women who are out there who have, God has placed a dream in the depths of your heart. Yeah. Yes, it has not been forgotten. Every now and then you get the little reminder of that dream that God placed in the depths of your heart. And I just pray that God, that right now you speak to that dream that's held so deep in their heart, God, and that you pull that dream out of their heart, God, and that right now that they be in communication with you consistently. Yeah. What is the key to success? Consistency. What is the key to success in your business? Consistency. What is the key to success in your marriage? Consistency. Being consistent in your communication with your father, with your husbands, with your children, with those who are all around you. Being in communication. Right. It does. It really solves all of your problems. So what is that? What is it inside of you that you need to deal with? What chains need to be broken? And I just pray right now, God, that those chains that are holding the women and men back from going out and from starting anew. I stand in agreement with Dale. Every single one of us has been given something that was meant for us to do. Yes. trust me, there is an assignment that is on your life. That was your assignment. That was given to you to do. And I'm just calling out any spirit of weakness, any spirit of poverty, any spirit of I can't, that just be broken right now, because that is not a spirit of God. No, that none of those are a spirit of God. God gives you a spirit to prosper you. Do you hear that He wants you to have the faith? to be able to look at a mountain, not just say, I can climb that mountain, but for you to look at a mountain and say, mountain, move. Move. Mountain, fall right now. So whatever mountains lie ahead of you, I pray in Jesus' name that you are given the faith and the courage to look at that mountain and say, move. And here's the thing.
Hallelujah.
Faith is not just saying to that mountain, move. It is faith in believing that when you say mountain, move, that it will, that you will see it come forth. Because remember, God's time is not our time. So having faith means continuing. Again, there's that word, consistent faith, consistency. That just because you said mountain, move, and because you believed that mountain, move, and the mountain didn't move, that you stopped believing. No, God wants to take you to the edge. Yeah. He wants to take you to the edge and he says, do you really believe?
Yeah.
Do you really believe? And I just speak right now. I speak that belief, that courage, that faith, whatever is inside of you. I just feel right now there's some women who are watching that are going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. that you have spoke to the depths of my heart today. And God, that I believe with my whole heart that assignment that you have given to me is my assignment. Yes. That whatever word curses have been spoken over me, God, that I just pray right now that those are broken in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. That I rebuke those word curses. Yes. I rebuke those chains. Yes. I rebuke those generational curses. Yes. And I praise you, Jesus. I praise you for the work Hallelujah. That you are doing in my life and that you will continue Hallelujah. To Hallelujah. Do. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for bringing prosperity. Thank Hallelujah. You, God, for showing me Yes. how to sow. Thank you, God, for Yes. teaching me that it's not the amount of money. Did you hear that? It's not the amount of money. It's what's in your heart. Yes, that's right. That don't question. If God puts a number in your heart, don't question that the first thing you do is go and look at your bank account and say, can I afford it? No, God placed that number because he says, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You have to have the faith. Hallelujah. You have to have the belief. And Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus. Thank Hallelujah. You for a powerful word today. Hallelujah. Thank you for powerful men Hallelujah. Who serve so selflessly. To selflessly, did you hear that? Selflessly, to pour into every single one of our lives, Hallelujah. To sow into our hearts Hallelujah. What God wants sown so beautifully. Oh, Thank He you, loves Lord. Us so much.
Thank you, Lord.
He loves you so much. Yeah. And I just feel right now that there's some of you out there right now that maybe you're watching this and you're like, okay, this is a little radical. Okay, I don't really know what's happening here, but I feel something. Different, that I feel something different. Maybe there's some of you who you're watching and you've never been given the opportunity to give your life. To give your life to Jesus. I'm promising you it's a life like you will have never, ever known. Yeah, ask anyone who has ever been baptized yeah. in the Spirit, and they will tell you it is a life yes. like you've never known. Yeah. And let me tell you this. God put something in us. There is something in every single one of us that wants to have that relationship.
Yeah.
We search in so many different ways, don't we? We search in so many different yeah. ways, but there is only one way. There is only one way to truly fulfill what God puts in every single... He didn't forget to put it in you. No, he didn't. He didn't. There's not one of us that he forgot to put it into. And so right now, if you're in that place and you're just, there's a feeling coming over you and there's just, you're yearning for this new life. God wants to give you a new life. He wants to take out that heart of stone. That heart of stone, Ezekiel 36:26. I will take out the heart of stone. I will remove that heart of stone and I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new life. That he wants to do that in you. And I just pray that over you right now because it can happen. Just, it happened for me. I'm a testament to it happened for me. In an instant, God took out that heart of stone. He gave me a new heart, and he wants to do that for you. Will you just pray this prayer with me? If that's you right now, will you just pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, right now, I don't know all these feelings that I'm feeling right now, Jesus, but I surrender. Oh, the power of surrender, Jesus. I surrender my life. I surrender my heart to you, God. And I may not know every step that's in front of me, God, but right now I just want to give it to you. I want to give each footstep to you, God. I want to give my life to you, God. I just trust you. I trust you, God. Oh, do you feel his Spirit flow over you as you just surrender and as you just give your life and your heart to him? Do you feel that right now, there is a heart transplant taking place in your life? A heart transplant right now. Yes, saying those words, praying those words, you have been given a new heart, a new life. A new life. And I just pray for you. I pray for those of you who have prayed that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you are so omnipresent, that right now you are so omnipresent and you are able to act in every single one of our lives so powerfully, so uniquely, so individually. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise you, Jesus. And if you prayed that prayer with us today, I just encourage you. I encourage you to reach out to us and let us know so that we can pray over you and that so that we can be vessels. Yes. We can minister to you. We can help guide you through this new life. This new life. We just love to. We love to hear your testimonies. We love to hear what God is doing out there. Keep sharing those with us. I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Dale.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those that have came to know you as their personal Savior and Lord. Hallelujah. And if you like, you don't have a pastor or church, you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com or bpnradio.com. There's a membership link, and you can become a part of our church wherever you live, across America, around the world. I want everybody to come. Well, I just feel praise in my heart. Wonderful prayer there. Allison and Gene come, and everybody else gather around. I just feel like we need to close the service today with praise in our hearts. Hallelujah. Yes. Lifting our hands and lifting our voice. Oh, God, we are so thankful, so grateful. Oh, God, our hearts are filled with gratitude and praise. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We're thankful what you're doing today and people that have joined us at Breakout Radio Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift our voice in praise and thanksgiving and adoration. We're so thankful and grateful. Oh, God, we love you today. Jesus, we love you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We love your presence, Lord. We love your presence, Lord. We're grateful and thankful. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. Yes, we Lord. Honor you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless our spiritual sons and daughters. We bless Bill and Pam here today. Yes. Oh, what wonderful couple they are. We bless Ian and Allison. We're so blessed. Hallelujah. Yes. We're so blessed, aren't we, Jean?
Yes, we are.
To have so many good people around us, our spiritual kids and grandkids, our biological kids and grandkids, and our friends and our church members. Surround yourself with good people. And you know, when these guys get around us, they encourage us.
They do.
They do, don't they?
They are a blessing.
We bless y'all. Thanks for coming to church today. Thanks for coming to church. It's been a wonderful day. And remember, Breakout Radio Church is rebroadcast every day. 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time on BPN Radio. And this program on Facebook Live will be replayed throughout the day. God bless y'all. Y'all go out and have a wonderful day.
Have a blessed day.
Blessed day. We're going to go have some breakfast together. God bless you. Okay.
Oh, wait, before you turn on.
Okay, one moment.
Bill, a lot of people were asking that last scripture that you read. A lot of people
okay, one moment, please.
That, or maybe you just repeat
sure,
it. If
sure,
you still
I can.
Have it.
I sure
all right,
can.
The last scripture you read.
We'll get it. We'll
a lot
get
of people
in.
Asking for it.
Okay.
All right, I'll give them all to you. How about that?
Proverbs 13:22, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 16, 17, 18. Those are the ones.
That's the one that we're asking.
And remember 3 John 2 as well. Okay. God bless you. Eliana, you can take us out of here, and y'all have a good day.